In 1977, a village on the outskirts of Chicago, Illinois, became the focus of controversy when the National Socialist Party of America planned to hold a march through their town. This week, a new documentary on public television takes a closer look at what happened with Skokie, invaded but not conquered. Rick Hershout co-produced the documentary. Neo-Nazis planning to march in a predominantly Jewish village with a high population of Holocaust survivors and their families sounds like made-for-TV drama. But to the residents of Skokie in 1977, the events were painfully real. My guest today spent more than 20 years with the Anti-Defamation League, or ADL, and was also the founding executive director of the Illinois Holocaust Museum and Education Center. Rick Hershout, why did you help develop this documentary?
Part of the agenda of the ADL is to educate America and Americans about the tragedy of the Holocaust. And so I was very familiar with that work. I also have the great blessing of being married to a woman who is the daughter of Holocaust survivors. And so this is a period of history that is deeply personal to our family and something that I wanted to be able to share and give back to the larger community because of the richness of lessons and human stories and ultimately humanity that can be derived from a study of that period.
Were you actually in or around Skokie during the issues that this documentary covers?
Well, I was not. I was a teenager in Knoxville in high school. It was probably one of the first, if not the first, moments that we all have in our lives where you remember exactly where you were and what you were doing when you heard about the events as they were unfolding. So for me, I was a 17-year-old kid involved in the Jewish community in Knoxville. So I had already a certain consciousness and awareness of the larger world. And all of a sudden, to hear the breaking news that a group of neo-Nazis, and perhaps as a teenager, we didn't distinguish when we heard the N-word, in this case, Nazi, it evoked, as it did in the minds of so many of the Holocaust survivors who had settled in Skokie, images of terrible oppression and evil. And so it was shocking, the idea that Nazis would be on the march, literally, in America.
For most Holocaust survivors, keeping things low-key and just kind of getting on with their lives was the focus from everyone I've spoken to that survived the Holocaust. It's like, I just want to get on with my life. A lot of them wouldn't even talk about it, not even to close family members. They kind of kept that part of their life past and moved on with the future. And then all of a sudden, they're confronted with the same type of hate speech and potential oppression being promoted right here in America.
Well, that really was a watershed moment for the survivors. You were absolutely correct for many of them. And if you speak with their children, the subject simply wasn't talked about in the home, or if it was, it was done in very quiet, hushed tones, or even in the mother tongue from whatever European country the parents had come from. But the events in Skokie changed all of that and caused so many to realize that they needed to talk about their experiences if we were going to ever be able to prevent a recurrence of such atrocities and horrors. It was imperative to tell the world what they had experienced and to begin to teach and to share, however painful it might be, to recount those experiences. The events of Skokie really became the catalyst for what today is a very robust and ever-evolving whole platform and program of Holocaust awareness and education through museums like the Illinois Holocaust Museum, like the remarkable and magnificent United States Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, and many others around the world. What really struck me as so significant is that coming of age in the 1970s, attending high school in Knoxville, we didn't really talk about or learn about the Holocaust. It was consigned to maybe two or three sentences in a history book. If you fast forward 10 years from there, all of a sudden we saw the introduction of meaningful, thoughtful, deeper content about the Holocaust. And so this was in no small part an outcome and a result of the courage and the fortitude and the elegance of the survivors in Skokie who stood up to this hatred and really transformed our understanding here in America.
Currently, people refer to laws against hate speech, and there's laws protecting people from hate groups, like what was the 1977 neo-Nazi group that came to Skokie. But that wasn't true of the time. Everyone's touting First Amendment. They have the right to say what they want.
It really tested that sacrosanct principle of American democracy. And while all of the public statement and outcry was taking place, there were a series of challenges in the courts. And one of those challenges wound its way all the way up to the United States Supreme Court. This played out over a period of close to a year and a half. And ultimately, the Supreme Court upheld the right of the neo-Nazis to demonstrate anywhere they chose, including Skokie. Now, that was the legal battle, and that principle of free speech was viewed by the court as simply absolute and unshakable, no matter the circumstance. However, the real battle, I would argue, and I think the film conveys beautifully, was the battle for the hearts and minds of Americans of all backgrounds. And it was because of the way, again, the elegance and the thoughtfulness and the conviction of the survivors in expressing their deep anguish at the prospect of having to see the swastika once again in all places America, and in all places their safe haven, their community of Skokie, where they had rebuilt their lives, where they were raising their kids, where they were becoming full-fledged Americans and contributing to the goodness of this society. That was something that they simply couldn't imagine. But they won the hearts and minds of the larger community. And I think it was a real test and revealed the goodness, ultimately, of America and of Americans, that we stand with one another. We don't leave the vulnerable twisting in the wind to fend for themselves. We're not always perfect. We don't always get it right. But in this case, in Skokie, the goodness and, in many respects, justice did prevail, even though the court battle may have been lost.
In the documentary, you have actual footage of events as that unfolded in the news and such. Did you have any personal cameras that were involved in this?
There's in particular one gentleman by the name of Buzz Alpert who was right in the thick of events. He was a member of an organization called the Jewish Defense League, which was a little more extreme in its views, but tough, and ultimately with the best of intention in mind. And Buzz was out there knocking heads with these neo-Nazis. There were many ways to confront the threat of neo-Nazi activity in Chicago and obviously the prospect of the neo-Nazis coming to Skokie. So Buzz was there. He had a camera. Others had cameras. There were clandestine recordings that were made. And these events were documented certainly with newsreel footage, which is readily accessible, but also through the curiosity and the interest and the commitment of individuals who were there to record this history as it was unfolding. For many of us, when we hear the word Skokie, it's almost like one of these Rorschach tests. Immediately, the image that comes to mind for so many people, not just in America, but around the globe, is this notion of it being a place where something very harmful and hurtful almost happened. There's an understanding and a recognition of the threat of neo-Nazi activity in that community, and for many, there's also the recollection and the recognition that survivors really had their moment, found their voice from that terrible time. And obviously, we've seen since then the creation of museums and so much greater awareness of the horrors that survivors lived through and the tremendous courage that they've had to carry on with their lives. Even if you think you know what took place during that period, even if you think you have a pretty good sense of the facts or the chronology of events, there is more to learn. There are aspects and nuances and elements to this story that are revealing and that offer a fresher perspective and that have, I think, a great relevance and application to America today. We're a society that still is facing the evils of extremism and racist bigotry. We are a nation that still has extremists in our midst, and we need to be vigilant and conscious of their presence. There is still much to learn from this film. It will give people who watch it a real sense of pride and appreciation for what it means to be an American.
The documentary, Skokie, Invaded But Not Conquered, airs on Georgia Public Television tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Check your television listings for other opportunities to watch this documentary about Holocaust survivors and their families standing up to neo-Nazis and the National Socialist Party of America. More information about the documentary can be found at ilholocaustmuseum.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.